This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, it is the Lombardi Line as we welcome you in here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I'm going to introduce Mike Pritchard and Michael Lombardi on remote in just a second, but we have breaking news here on the Lombardi Line. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Deshaun Watson, the verdict is in, Michael and Mr. Pritchard. The suspension is 11 games, up from 6 and 5, and fined $5 million as far as the settlement. A league source is reporting. It is being widely reported. Again, Deshaun Watson suspended for 11 games. We'll start with you, Michael Lombardi. It's nice to see you. Up from 6 games, and he gets the $5 million fine.
Well, obviously, they did not want to wait and see what Judge Harvey had to say. And, you know, they put a deadline on this, so it came through. You know, to me, as you play it forward, you have to wonder now, what do the Cleveland Browns do? Do they call Jimmy Garoppolo and make a trade? Because I think this, Mike, and I would like to know what you think. This whole notion it's 11 games, he comes back in week 12, and all of a sudden he's Deshaun Watson again, to me is ridiculous thinking. Like, I think if he could come back in week 14 and play at a high level, that might be really good. So once I heard that it was 11 games, I think it makes Jimmy Garoppolo even more important for them to trade, because their season could be over if he comes back in week 13. It's going to take him some time, Mike, to get ready, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely, Michael and Patrick. Great to be with you guys. I mean, I would look at it as an injury situation if I'm Stefanski and organization. And, okay, Deshaun Watson has not played for an entire year. We saw him preseason. We can coach. We have some tape to kind of coach off of. But yet, in terms of the level that we're going to be playing at after that many games into the season, he's not going to be on that level. I can already anticipate that. So treat it like an injury situation. And I think Garoppolo could be an option, but I wonder if it's too late in the process. And then on the other side, as a player myself, I wouldn't want to be Garoppolo. I mean, I wouldn't want to be traded to a team that is just waiting for their quarterback to be ready that way. I mean, I would love to have a situation in which I could have an entire season, but that might not be available to Jimmy Garoppolo at this point.
Okay, we're going to set you up properly here. Mike Pritchard in for Michael Lombardi, but you know Michael Lombardi is married to the game, and nobody works harder than him. So he is checking in, I believe, from Arizona, where he's speaking to the football team and the program. Then he's going to head off to Las Vegas for some joint practices and hang out with the VSiN crew. But again, if you are just joining us, this is going to be huge news across the network all day right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Deshaun Watson, 11 games. That is up from 6, Michael and Mr. Pritch, and a $5 million fine. I'm just taking a look at week 1. Remember, Michael Lombardi, Cleveland opened a 4.5-point favorite. Right now, Carolina, week 1 down there with the Baker Bowl, they have jumped to a 1-point favorite.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people believe that Matt Rhule will name Baker Mayfield the starter after the game tomorrow night in New England. And so we will have the Baker Bowl down in Carolina. And, you know, to me, I just keep going back to, yes, it's 11 games, but, you know, there's no practicing really in week 12 of the season. How do you get ready? How do you get yourself ready to go? I mean, like, the 11 to me is 14. It could be 13. And like Pritch said, you have to treat this like an injury. I agree with Pritch. You know, you don't want to be Jimmy Garoppolo and come in, but say Jimmy comes in and week 2 he starts. I mean, he knows the terminology of the Stefanski system right now, so he could walk in there tomorrow and be ready for game 1, week 1 of the season. But just say week 2 of the season he starts and they start winning some games, because that's usually what Garoppolo does. His teams win. He's won 33 games in his career. So, you know, maybe you don't want to rush Deshaun back in there. To me, they're kind of betwixt and between here, but I would go after Garoppolo if I were them. Even the 11 game makes it, to me, you could be out of it in 11 games.
Take us inside the locker room, Pritch, as far as a teammate. You've got Brissett sitting there. You were hoping Deshaun, now potentially a Jimmy Garoppolo. Walk us through what's being discussed in that Cleveland locker room.
I tell you what, I mean, the finality of it all, I mean, I think you're happy about that. You're relieved about that. You finally have an answer here. But it's not settling, though. You know, you're trying to get your work done. You're trying to lift up Brissett if you can. But yet what Michael Lombardi is talking about, the possibility of Jimmy G coming there too. I mean, that's something that everybody's kind of had their mind on as well. And so it's a distraction. I mean, there's no other way to sum it up. It's a distraction, and there's no focus. But I guess the plus side of this, for the Cleveland Browns right now is they don't have final cuts yet. A couple more weeks for that. They're not forged as a team yet. But the older guys, certainly the vets that are going to lead the way, it's unsettling at this point.
Distraction is a good word, Michael, that Pritch brought
up.
Yeah,
no
there.
Doubt.
I mean, this has been looming over a team. The expectations are sky high there in Cleveland. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the problem too, Patrick, is as a team, and Mike can speak to this, is when you say, okay, when Deshaun comes back, everything's going to be okay. That's not going to happen. Like, it's like, you know, my first year in the league, we went to the Super Bowl, 15-1, and the next year, all we ever kept talking about, if we just get in the playoffs, we'll win. We just get in the playoffs, we'll win. Well, that, you know, that didn't happen. So this, oh, when Deshaun comes back, it'll be fine. No, it's not going to be fine. He's rusty. He's going to be rustier. He's not going to practice for 11 weeks. He's not going to be able to be involved with the offense and get the timing of the receivers. We hear Aaron Rodgers talking about his receivers and the timing that he's lacking. You know, it's hard. Plus, it's a new team. It isn't like he's played with these guys before. So I think this is longer than 11 games. I know he'll still get his money for the season in terms of six games, but I think this is the worst case scenario for the Browns because it's right there in the middle. They should go get a quarter. I don't think Brissett can hold the fort for 11 games is the end of the day for me.
Also, let's parse it out a little bit. Do we see Deshaun Watson this year, Michael and Pritch? Because what if he comes back to a team that's rolling? What if he comes back to a team that's clicking on offense, Pritch? This would be an awkward fit trying to force him back into the mix.
Yeah, it really would be, Patrick. And I mentioned the injury situation. I mean, there's players on the team that they know what your ability is. They've seen you practice with them. Obviously, you have that chemistry. And all they say to you as if they can, but Deshaun's not going to be in the building. Typically, an injury situation, we need you. You know, when are you going to be back? How's it going? How's that rehab going, right? And so you're not going to have that. You're not going to be pining for that all year long because, you know, the suspension is not going to allow for that. But, yeah, I mean, it'll be another distraction. I agree with you, Patrick. If the Cleveland Browns are rolling, you know, the influence of Deshaun Watson, too, I really don't have a tab on that because I just haven't talked to enough people that has said or insinuated enough that he is a leader and that he's the alpha in that locker room. So there's so many layers to this, right? I don't know what the Cleveland Browns are going to do. I would hate to be in this situation for them. I would hate to be a player on that team just weeks away from the beginning of the season this year.
Take a look at the AFC. Please.
What is the I know Vinny's been hiding them underneath his vest there. When did anything change on the win totals today with this announcement?
Well, the win total is that's a great question because I was just going to give you the division because the win total mostly everywhere is off the board, Michael, as you would suspect. And you just nailed it. Vinny's going to join us coming up in about 23 minutes from behind the book. So we'll take a look at how the bookmakers are going to handle the Browns right now in division. Remember, a month ago, Michael, we sat here. The Browns were your favorites in the AFC North. Now it's the Ravens plus 150. Michael wrote about Lamar Jackson over at VSiN.com, a great article. I encourage you to go check it out. The Bengals are plus 180, your second betting favorite, and Cleveland is plus 330. So that's where we stand. And again, if you are just joining us, breaking, NFL and NFLPA reached an agreement on 11-game suspension for Deshaun Watson, so the sources are all corroborating. The settlement also includes a fine of $5 million that will go to charity. Deal is still not signed, but is agreed to. So, again, we thought Michael 6 was light. It very much was light. It's up to 11 now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, and I think now we'll find out what the Browns plans are. We know Stefanski announced that Brissett, no matter what happens, is going to be the starter week one. Now, I think it's what do they decide to do moving forward? And it's easy for me to say go get Garoppolo, but I think Pritch made a great point. What's that locker room going to be like? You know, it's already a lot of distractions going on in that locker room with the Watson. The other thing, and Pritch talked about this as well, is who's leading this team? Where is their leadership? One thing with Baker, when they had Baker, he was their leader, right? Whether you liked him or not, he was your leader. Like, who's going to lead the team? I don't know if Brissett can lead if he doesn't play at a high level. So, like, where is their leadership coming from? Like, where are they going to get the inertia from to kind of bring this, unify the team together? Is it Myles Garrett in the defense? Are they going to have to carry him? Is it Nick Chubb in the run game? Look, they got a good team. They have a good team. I would hate to see them waste 11 games and get out of the race. And all of a sudden, I'm sure if you're the Houston Texans, you're hoping like hell they don't sign anybody and they end up with a bad pick and you get a high draft pick from them.
And just to follow up on your leadership point, and great point by you, Pritch, mm-hmm. It's almost like this inauthentic where Watson comes in. He's got the guaranteed money. Quarterback generally is going to be the leader of the team. But nobody was buying into it because this was looming the whole entire time. Just an awkward vibe. It has to be.
Yeah, I agree with you. And then you throw in the center situation. No J.C. Treader. Nick Harris gets hurt. Their backup center, the rookie, gets hurt too. So they have offensive line issues on top of the Deshaun Watson distraction too. So there's so many layers. Like I mentioned, guys, Amari Cooper coming there. And that's your number one playmaker on the outside. And where's his chemistry? You know, is it going to be with Brissett? Is it going to be with Rosen? Is it going to be with Garoppolo? I mean, that is unsettling. And as a bettor, I would take a back seat here. I think we do have a win total. I think, Matt.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
we do have a win total here.
Yep, and great job, Matt Santos. So, Michael, I got your answer. Over at BetMGM, sponsor of this show here, the Lombardi Line, the Browns are 8.5. You got to pay $1.45 to go under, so it's juiced up to the under on 8.5. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the interesting question is, if they sign Baker, what would BetMGM adjust that number
to? That's a great question.
And I think if I'm the Browns and you could call somebody at BetMGM and see what they would do with that number, that should lead you to the answer whether you should make a trade for him or not, don't you think?
It's like I'll ask you this question when we come back. We know the numbers on the 49ers. Would those numbers change if it was Garoppolo under center? How would there be a discrepancy between the Lance numbers and the Garoppolo numbers? And that lets you know the Garoppolo value. Okay, Michael Lombardi grinding out in Arizona. He's going to stick around for another segment. We're thankful to have him. We're going to have Vinny come in from behind the book there at the South Point. And as always, it's invaluable to have a 9-year NFL vet on our network. And Pritch is going to be with us the whole show. Watson, 11 games. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, before you make your next bet, be sure to visit vsin.com to check out the current betting splits data. If you want to know where the money and bets are moving for every game, the betting splits page is updated every 10 minutes so you can see the changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits are another way VSin is here to make you a smarter bettor, and that's year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at vsin.com. Okay, we got you back here. It is the Lombardi Line on a Thursday as Michael and I kick off our week. We're thrilled to have Mike Pritchard in studio. We've got Vinny coming up in just a little bit. Michael Lombardi is going to give us a half hour from Arizona today, which is perfect because the breaking news, the big news here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Of course, Michael Lombardi is Deshaun Watson, 11-game suspension, up from 6. He's going to have a $5 million fine, which is going to go to charity. It hasn't been signed yet, but everybody's reporting it, and that looks to be the deal. Like you said, I think the awkwardness comes in when all of a sudden week 9, week 10, and we get closer to his impending return, and then what? What if the team is rolling? That could be super awkward.
You know, the thing we talked all about before we knew what the suspension was how easy the schedule was for the Browns. And I think this might motivate their decision. Like, they start with the Panthers, who I feel like they can win that game. They get the Jets. I think that'll be Joe Flacco, without a doubt. I said this on the show, you know, with the meniscus injury to Zach Wilson, he's not coming back. They're not going to rush him back. They get the Steelers, which will always be a hard game no matter who plays. Falcons, Chargers. I mean, there's a sense that we thought the first 6 games they had a chance to really get going, and they might say, hey, with Brissett in those first 6 games, what's the sense of trading for Garoppolo? So that's the way we were thinking if it was going to be 6 games. And I got to think that the Browns, the reason they signed Brissett is they got to believe he can carry it all the way through the 11 games. Me, I wouldn't, but I think that's what they're thinking.
I think you nailed it. And Pritch, I think to your point, which you brought up, which was very astute going inside the locker room, it's almost like, do you really want to go through the process of indoctrinating Garoppolo if Stefanski has enough confidence in Brissett and they can hang on? Do you really want to add that other element to the mix there in Cleveland with Garoppolo?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the dynamic, you always have to have a conscience on that. I mean, I remember when Chris Miller, my rookie year, got hurt. He got injured in 91 with the Falcons, and we actually traded for Billy Joe Tolliver. in the season, right? During training camp and in a training camp into the season, even though they drafted Brett Favre. I mean, think about that for a minute, right? And it worked out.
The great Jerry Glanville, Yeah. He wasn't going to put Favre on the field no matter what.
Yeah, it was crazy to think about. Now, we still was a wild card team, but that was the point. I guess the decision was the fact that, okay, we were a good team, at least the makings of a good team, and perhaps we could do something significant that year. I think Cleveland is indicating that within, like, you trade Baker Mayfield to your week one opponent. Which is interesting, right? But then, okay, the Deshaun Watson suspension was looming. You knew that. But there was no, I guess, definitive move towards Garoppolo. Maybe there will be. Who knows? But it's like within the building, it seems like Cleveland Browns are kind of confident with the beginning of the year without Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, you mentioned the Baker Bowl. So, Michael, you talked about it a little bit. I know you don't have inside information, but we are hearing that it looks like Baker Mayfield, after tomorrow's game with, of course, we open up week two tonight in Seattle as far as the preseason. But you've got the joint practices going on in New England right now with Carolina, and then you've got tomorrow night the game. You are hearing that Baker is going to be announced a starter after that.
Well, Jeff Howe at The Athletic said he reported that that's what his sources are telling him. I haven't asked my sources on the ground in Carolina because I don't want to ask my sources. But the sense that I get is that it's pretty clear. You know, they brought Baker in. Baker's done everything they wanted him to do. He's learned what to do. Now, these practices up in New England haven't gone as smooth as I think either side wants because of all the fighting that's been going on. But when you watch pro tape on Baker and watch pro tape on Sam, I think you feel like you have a better opportunity to win the game with Baker than you do with Sam. So I think Baker is going to, by the tapestry of his work, is going to win this job. And I think that will be the starting. Now, they put the rookie in at left tackle. They moved Brady Christensen in at left guard. I think this is a real improved team. I really do. And I think this will be a hard game for the Browns. Going back to them, though, Patrick, is I do think the Browns think, as Mike said about his Falcon team, I think the Browns think they're a good team. They think they can run the ball on anybody. They got three really good running backs. And as long as Brissett doesn't hurt them, they should be able to handle it with their defense, which has improved from last year. So, you know, I think go over nine would be a stretch for me, because I think once the season gets going and people, you declare who you are, you become easier to defend. But early in the season, they could be a problem.
Yeah, we can talk about running the football with you, Pritch. And again, BetMGM right now has the Browns up 8.5. You got to pay juice on the under, $1.45, which is fascinating. Just quickly on week one, again, Carolina at most books right now, most shops are showing Carolina a 1-point favorite. But we go back to what Michael just said, Pritch, about running the football. I mean, Stefanski has to believe. The conversation today in the locker room is, this isn't a big deal because we can run, we can push the ball down every defense's throat here.
Right, absolutely, Patrick. I mean, I think that's just a mindset you have if you're part of that tree, and you think about the Stefanski and the tree that he's a part of. If it's Shanahan, I mean, they think they can run the ball on anybody. The core plays that we have in the playbook suggest that we can run the ball on anybody, and certainly we're looking to do that. Gary Kubiak carried that forward as well. So, yeah, I mean, I think the Browns, their fabric is all about running the football and then play action off of that. I think Amari Cooper is that type of receiver for this offense too, which would help Brissett. I mean, you got one option really on a play action play, if you will, and Amari Cooper's that guy. Okay, Amari, get open. We got one-on-one coverage for you. Get open. And so that kind of simplifies the things for Brissett. Now, they get into this drop back element, then that's where there's going to be a detriment, right? I mean, that's where Brissett's not good enough for that. But I think Cleveland wants to avoid that by running the football and playing sound defense.
Yeah, it's really well put, Pritch. Michael, before we say goodbye, I do want to ask you, Chicago, Seattle tonight, short week for both. Remember, on Tuesday, Carroll comes out and is like, Locke's going to start. 1 hour later, yeah. COVID. So this is quite an opportunity. This number got up to 5.5 after the Locke news, down to 3.5 with Seattle laying it. Michael, and this is a big opportunity for Geno Smith.
I think Geno Smith's the opening day starter. How can he not? I mean, Locke's going to miss time. You know, the third preseason game, nobody's playing that game, I don't think. You know, so I don't imagine that's going to happen. I think this is Geno's job. And look, let's face it, Geno won a game for him last year. You know, what I think of Geno and what they think of Geno are two entirely different things. You know, so I do think that Geno will play. I think he'll play with the other players. Seattle's got to play better than they did last week. I mean, I don't know if Chicago can play better. you know, I think Chicago's just not a very talented team.
Okay, we lost Michael for a second there. We're going to Michael is going to join us again tomorrow for the first half hour. We appreciate Michael jumping on, specifically with the breaking news, Pritch. That is, again, 11 games for Deshaun Watson. I have plenty to get to you with as far as Seattle. I don't think it's Drew Lock, and I don't think it's Geno Smith. I think it's C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young. Let's be clear about what Seattle is doing there. They are keeping that seat warm, my friend.
Yes, they are. They are. Pete Carroll is going back to his roots. Patrick, and that's being a defensive-minded coach and certainly trying to motivate that side of the ball. They think they can run it, though. One of the things about the National Football League, Patrick, is when you're not prolific throwing the football, when you don't have that guy at quarterback, you're going to go back to the essence of football, and that's being tough. And that's going to be on defense, playing sound defense, and certainly trying to run the football. And I've talked to enough people to where the lighter boxes are suggesting that everybody runs the football. In other words, they're playing with a nickel defense now. Most teams across the National Football League are playing with five defensive backs, and so you're lighter in the box, and you're lighter with bodies. And so if you can run the ball, be physical up front, teams are looking to do that. So I know a lot of teams are exploring how San Francisco and how the Shanahan family runs the football. A lot of teams across the league are doing that, Patrick. So I would pay attention to that as a better moving forward.
Great point. Now, Chicago, Seattle, and again, Pritch is going to be here today and tomorrow. Invaluable resource just for bettors and sports fans alike, because Pritch is a 9-year vet, first-round draft pick. So having him in the mix here for the next couple days is going to be awesome. Seattle, again, that number open 3 got bet up to 5.5. Dare I say, steamed down to 3.5 with the news on no lock. So again, an opportunity for Geno Smith to capitalize. The total opened 39. I'm seeing mostly 39.5. Again, these totals have been rising after the 14, which is, I don't know if that shocks you, Mike Fritch, because we always talk about defenses being ahead of the offense.
Right.
Well, it's 14-3 to the over thus far, week 1 preseason.
Yeah, but is Geno going to get a half, though, right? I mean, if the starting quarterback, week 1 starter, is going to get a half of football, that's intriguing to think about. I think Seattle's got to be careful, though, because you could ill afford for something to happen to Geno Smith at this point. I mean, you're down to Easton at that point. So maybe Garoppolo's in a mix up in Seattle. You just never know about the preseason, all these questions. But Seattle, yeah, a half of football with Geno, maybe you have a slight lean that way to the Seahawks. If you're looking at the total, the execution in preseason has been more than sloppy. It's been better than sloppy. How about that? A lot of people anticipated preseason being sloppy. It just has not been the case.
Yeah, I'm going to be targeting the under. We'll get into that in a little bit, Pritch. So we've talked about the bettor's perspective on Deshaun Watson. How about behind the book? Vinny Maliulo joins us next here on the Lombardi Line. Okay, so today is Thursday, August 18th, so let's do some math. That means 3 weeks from today on a Thursday, just down the street from me at SoFi, we're going to kick off the 2022 NFL season with Buffalo laying 2.5 at the Rams. How about this? 1 week from today, which is Thursday the 18th, our betting guide drops, the NFL betting guide. This is insane. So the college football betting guide has gotten rave reviews across the industry. And the amount of emails and feedback we've gotten, 350 plus pages digitally, easy to navigate that college football betting guide. Well, guess what's coming out next week? The NFL guide. So our experts provide profiles on every team with trends, power ratings, and over under recommendations, plus best bets on season win totals. Now, here's the difference this year. The only way to get access to this year's football betting guide is to become a VSiN All Access subscriber. It's very simple, and it's discounted right now. $175 gives you everything. That means the college football betting guide. That means the NFL betting guide. A point spread weekly every Wednesday. The Bible. It literally gets you everything. Go to vsin.com/subscribe and save 50% off right now. It's vsin.com/subscribe. Okay, so as we welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line, again, the breaking news is, of course, Deshaun Watson, 11-game suspension, up from 6, a $5 million fine. Now, imagine my luck. I've got a 9-year vet, a Vegas native, and Mike Pritchard. I've got Michael Lombardi calling in, a Super Bowl champ as an NFL exec. And we've got a 70-year vet from behind the book, and that is the Hall of Famer. Oh, maybe it's 50, maybe it's 65 years. But anyway, Vinny Maliulo from behind the book. So, Vinny, first off, great to see you, and thank you. I'm just having fun.
Of course.
Now, we've talked about the Watson news from the bettor's perspective. You heard this news about 31 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Take us through the conversation behind the book.
Yeah, I was just with Chris Andrews, our director, and as the news was breaking, Patrick, of course, we had reposted week one for the regular season with Carolina as a one-point favorite. And so that stayed the same. You know, the things that we still have off are mainly is the regular season wins, right? Because even though now we know it's 11 games, you have to really think about that. Are the Browns going to be satisfied with their quarterback rotation right now? Right. I mean, you've got Jacoby Brissett, who's certainly a veteran, and I think they're particularly their early schedule is manageable. But are they happy with backing him up a pair of Josh's? Dobbs and Rosen, right? So you wonder if now they entertain a thought about a Jimmy Garoppolo, for instance. Do those conversations resurrect themselves? I don't know. So still holding up on mainly the regular season wins at this particular point for the Browns. So, again, because of the big, it's still a question mark. I mean, even though we know how many games, the question mark is, do the Browns go with exactly what they have? And probably I would say these next couple of exhibition or preseason games, Pritch, are gonna tell the story, I would think, in that regard.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so many questions too, Patrick and Vinny. I mean, Vinny, to you, you know, Deshaun Watson talking to Matt Santos, our producer, the suspension is kind of like what he received from the arbitrator, like 6 games originally. Now you get to 11 games, but he's going to be in the building until the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, is that going to affect how the Browns think? Like, do you bring in Jimmy Garoppolo? Do you make that trade knowing that Deshaun Watson is still going to be in that quarterback room? That would seem awkward to me as a player, but I don't know if you guys are thinking about that at all.
Yeah, and I think, you know, not only awkward, but what does it do for the rhythm of the team, right? Let's say they're forget Garoppolo for a second. I mean, what happens if they're in a playoff contention? What happens if Jacoby Brissett does have a sensational year, and they are, you know, I don't know, what are they? What if they're 7-5, right? Or I'm sorry, 7-4, right? After those games, I still think yes, you'll see Deshaun Watson under center at that point in game number 12. By the way, at Houston, a little bit of irony there as well. But what if they've got 9 wins? I don't know. I mean, think there's a lot of distractions. By the way, for a team that really has some talent too, right? I mean, let's face it, other offensive weapons in their defense, you know, they had a lot of distractions last year, which I think Baker Mayfield got through. But I'm not so sure that how the team responds to these. So again, a little bit of caution in terms of the regular season wins at this point, just to see what the Browns' reaction is.
Okay, let's continue with the irony in week one with the Baker Bowl. Before we do, I can tell you, Vinny, BetMGM has posted the season win total on Cleveland 8.5. That is juiced up to $1.45 to the under. DraftKings has just posted the season win total on Cleveland. That is juiced up $1.35 to the under. Before I get to week one and that number down in Carolina with Cleveland, your thoughts on 8.5 juiced heavy to the under on Cleveland?
Well, I mean, it's down a full point, a full game, right? I mean, it was 9.5 under initially when these went up last spring. Some of the early bets that came in were on the over. And then still suspended. Will we make an adjustment? Yeah, I think, again, you're not really going to lose a lot of business by waiting just even if it's a couple of days. I want to hear the Browns' reaction. I mean, right now it looks like Deshaun Watson is giving a press conference. He's speaking to the media right now, and so we know what his reaction is. And obviously, I think it was negotiated, right? Let's face it. And so now we want to see. I'd rather see what exactly the team's reaction is going to be. And if they're going to stand pat, okay, fine. Now, does 8.5 sound right? Yeah. And again, you know what? I think those guys put it up. Good for them. It's an adjustment by at least a game for sure.
Wow, defensive early on the segment, Ben. I wasn't trying to get you mad. I was just telling you what the numbers were over at those books.
When I turn off your volume, when I tell Matt, our producer, to like, when you go away on the screen and people go, what happened to Patrick? I'll say, he's in the ocean. Don't worry about it. And Pritch and I will just take over.
Hey, you know I love you.
Now, of course.
Week one, you open, I'm assuming, Cleveland 4.5 down in Carolina. I'm seeing most books reporting week one, Carolina lane one, and I don't know if you heard, Vinny, but Michael Lombardi just reported it looks like after tomorrow's week two, Carolina at New England, it looks like Baker is going to be announced a starter there with the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, I think Mayfield is leading the competition in Carolina right now. That all indications are such. We initially opened the Browns as 4.5-point favorites. Again, last spring, and let's remember, you've got these week one games up for so long. I mean, you're able to book them for 4 months, which is fine. And then we took some initial money on the Panthers. I mean, that was not as much a play on the Panthers guys as much as it was a play on the number. And again, there are certain numbers that professional bettors are going to gravitate to. So, the adjustment for this game is exactly what you're seeing now on the screen at VSiN.com. The Panthers are a 1-point favorite. The total on the game, 41.5, which is down a couple of points. And the Panthers has 6-5 favorites on the money line at -120.
Any thoughts? And I would like to get Pritch's take on this as well. You just mentioned the total, 41.5. We're seeing 40 totals as far as the preseason, Vin. You know, it's interesting. We saw 5.5 push down to 3.5 tonight in Seattle. You generally don't see those numbers jumping over 3 in the pre. And then how about the totals have all pushed up as well because we've started the preseason 14-3 to the over.
Yeah, good point, Patrick. I think. And again, we're at we open Seattle tonight at 4. They're down to 3.5. The total on the game under from 42.5 here at South Point to now 39.5. We did make adjustments on the totals. I mean, last week we had, I think, the highest total last week was 36. I mean, we've got only two games this week that in week two of the preseason that the totals are under 40. But again, let's remember, it's when we make these adjustments, it's not just based on what the results of the games were. It's also you're paying attention to how games have been bet too, and the bettors have migrated to the overs they did at least last week. Adjustments made, but you're starting to see this week where the totals have been bet under. And again, these just like the numbers on the games move quicker and in bigger increments, so do the totals. And that's also predicated on information coming in, right? I mean, for instance, the Bills, right? We know that Josh Allen is going to start right now. So it's a big move on the Bills. And it's not just money that moved them from 3 up to 6, but there's an adjustment in that, and also starting to see money come in on the over as well. Don't know how long he's going to play, but we do know that he's going to start.
And we do know Drew Lock isn't going to play tonight.
Yeah.
COVID. Remember, he was going to be the starter, and then an hour later, he got hit with COVID. One thing to take note of for bettors, remember, that could have an impact on other players who maybe he was running reps with. So check the news today to make sure Seattle's playing everybody outside of Lock. We'll get to the 3.5 and the 39.5 with Vinny when we come back. Also, the South Point has a tremendous 4-way college football championship prop I want to discuss as well as we continue along here. It is the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. Okay, the action never stops over at BetMGM. Sign up now using the bonus code VSIN1000. That's VSIN1000. And your first wager is going to be risk-free up to $1,000. BetMGM, state-of-the-art app offers a variety of parlay selection features. You get live betting options, player props, daily boosted odds specials, and a lot more. It's VSiN 1000 to make your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. It's a tremendous deal. Again, got to be 21 years or older if you have a gambling problem. It's 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada or New York. As we get you back here on the Lombardi Line, Michael Lombardi out in Arizona. He gave us a half hour to start the show. Mike Pritchard in for Michael Lombardi. Vinny Maliulo, the Hall of Famer from behind the book there at the South Point. A couple notes on tonight's matchup up in Seattle with Chicago in town. Got up to 5.5, Vin. Bet back down to 3.5 with Seattle laying it. The total 39.5 at most shops. One thing we do know, you're going to see a lot of Geno Smith because no Drew Lock. And Pritch, I'll start here with you. No Drew Lock, so then you're going to see a bunch of Jacob Eason. And Matt Eberflus has already said, since it's a short week for Chicago traveling across the country, said the first unit's going to be very limited, maybe 6 to 10 plays. So that's one of those where if you're the Bears and your Bears players, like the coach has already said, you're not going to be playing. The first unit's not going to be seeing a ton of time here, Pritch.
Right, right. Patrick, first of all, with the Bears, I think big picture for them, new GM, new head coach. Obviously, they jettisoned some players from that roster. They're in rebuild mode. You know, I think the Seahawks, they want to not say they're in rebuild mode, but they kind of are. But I think they'll be quicker than the Bears, at least from a mindset standpoint. You know, there's a lot of positions up for grabs, though, when you look at the Chicago roster. And therefore, in that locker room, I think the coaching staff are going to, they're going to convey that message, and they're going to try to see what kind of effort they can receive from these players. So I see your point, though. Like, the starters aren't going to go that long, short week, all those factors. But there's a lot of people out there looking for a job in a competitive situation, a game time situation. As a bettor, I'm looking at that.
Yeah, 100%. And again, if you are just joining us, the breaking news today, Vinny Maliulo, that is 11 games for Deshaun Watson. He'll be eligible. You pointed it out. He'll be eligible week 12 at Houston. Just to back up quickly on tonight's matchup to kick off a preseason week two, the handle so far at the South Point, how's it been?
It's been good.
Preseason.
Very good, Pat. You know, we were wondering last year, you know, when the NFL went to the three preseason games and added a regular season game, as you know, from our side of the counter, you'd trade that all day long, right? So 17 regular season weeks from a business standpoint and giving up one week of the preseason. So but so far so good. And again, when we look back, you could say that the 3 weeks of the preseason probably equaled what the 4 weeks of the of previous preseasons were. So now what it does is it's a different evaluation for teams. Well, it's a different evaluation for us too, right, in terms of how teams are performing because of who's playing and who's not playing. But you still have certain coaching philosophies that do come into play, right? Again, we saw it last week, and it gets a lot of play, and it needs to get a lot of play, and that's the Ravens, right, with the 20 straight preseason wins, and by the way, 18 of those as covers, you know, so you can't ignore that. And again, so coaching philosophy does come into play. And again, getting those nuggets as far as what coaches say in those, you know, 15 minute sound bites about who's going to play and how, you know, how much time and things like that. That's what moves these numbers much quicker than, say, the regular season. You know, you look at tonight's game. The COVID situation, Patrick, you pointed out, for the Seahawks kind of, you know, disrupts their – it changes their quarterback rotation for tonight. And by the same token, the Bears, right? I remember watching the Bears game last week against the Chiefs where they had a dismal first half. They had a better second half. And, of course, the Chiefs were playing the threes and fours. Not to take anything away from the Bears, but the Bears also have a lot of injuries, Pritch. I mean, they had like 11 first and ones and twos, I know, that had gotten injured before and didn't even play at all last week. So that's another thing really paying close attention to is the injuries that are coming out of camps.
Yeah, well, first off, this is going to be the worst unit maybe in football, the offensive line there for the Bears. And then they lost Kramer, the rookie center. So it keeps on getting worse for the Bears. And you mentioned it. These preseason games, Vin, can be misleading, and Pritch as well, because the defense for the Bears pitched a shutout in the second half against the Chiefs, but they go into halftime trailing 14-0. Mm-hmm. So you have to look at it where the Chiefs were playing some of the first unit players there in the first half. The Bears got dominated, and then they pitch a shutout against Kansas City in the second. So you have to parse these preseason games. Okay, before we say goodbye, I got about 5 minutes here, so let's have some fun with this, because Chris Andrews, Vinny, Jimmy, nobody does it better with these fun props. So let's get into the South Point four-way college football championship prop here, Vinny.
So in recent years, there was a time just a few years back where as the season, you know, in the early part of the season, we would identify, you know, the stronger teams in terms of results and certainly our power ratings and put those four teams in college football, five teams in college football against the field, against the rest of college football in terms of winning the national championship. And then a few years back, we went to college basketball. We did the same thing. Well, then we put them in groups. So and it was received very well. So this year, here are the four groups in college football and the odds associated with them. So you get every one of these teams within a group. First group, Alabama, Notre Dame, Utah, and Texas at plus 150. Ohio State, Clemson, Oregon, and Texas A&M in group two at 2-1. Georgia, USC, Oklahoma, and Michigan at 5-2, so plus 250. And then the field, everybody else, including, you look at people are high on Utah, people, Miami getting a lot of play in the future book from 100-1 down to 40-1. LSU, with Kelly there now, people are excited about the Tigers again. So that's 18-1. So again, you've got three groups and the field, and it's not quite as wide open in college football, Pritch, as it is in college basketball. But we know this: somebody's gonna, there's gonna be some surprises, and we saw what Cincinnati did a year ago.
Yeah, there could be. This is a unique prop situation right there to me. I'm so high on Ohio State though. This year.
Yeah.
That's almost a pro football team if you think about it, guys. But this is intriguing to me. Utah, they could be undefeated. So that makes that plus 150 situation pretty interesting. You got Notre Dame there, though, which that first game against Ohio State. I mean, they're a double-digit underdog right now.
But they're also paired with Alabama.
Yeah, right.
So, and again, that's part of this, right? Mm-hmm. We want you to think about it. And, you mentioned Ohio State, and you get them, by the way, with Clemson, who figures, to have a bounce-back year, right, in the ACC. And, look, Jimbo Fisher, right, what is this? Is this fourth year? So he's got this is the year he's been pointing to, right? I mean, it's all his recruits now. Mm-hmm. It's all about Jimbo Fisher. Down at College Station now. And then, hey, listen, you got we put the Pac-12 in there a few times, right? With you got Oregon in the second group with Clemson, Ohio State, and A&M. You got Utah with Alabama, Notre Dame, and Texas. And then, of course, SC, who people are excited about with Georgia, or Oklahoma, and Michigan.
I saw Pritch squinting at the screen looking for Colorado. Pritch, they would be 18-1 there. They're involved in the field.
Yes,
and so basically what you're telling me, old Hall of Famer, is Alabama's plus 150 to win a national championship. Is that what you're telling me? Come on, because let's be fair what you did here.
They've still got to get there. And, of course, you get them with a group. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's these numbers, too, are, you're first and foremost, they're predicated on the first team listed in each group, right? And it's Alabama, Ohio State, and Georgia, respectively. So, you still have the ability to bet them individually as well. And we took into account how these teams were being bet individually. As I mentioned, the field, Miami, people very high on Miami taking a shot. They opened at 100-1. Last winter. So again, we'll find out how. So there's a couple of intriguing teams in the field. Although I suspect the field will continue to rise from 18.
Well, the reason I said that is because if you go to Bama over at DraftKings, there's plus 175 to win a national championship. So you save a quarter if you go to the South Point, and you get three other teams.
Yeah,
involved.
We've got them individually at 175 as well, individually. But again, you've got three other teams with them, so that's why the difference in the price.
Okay. Vinny, nobody better than you. Which group did you put together? Andrew's got one. Jimmy got one. Which group did you put together, my friend?
I put the field together. How's that?
You always have shtick. Vinny, who has been, from what I understand, now I'm out in California now, but from what I understand in studio, he's been very hard to work with since he became a Hall of Famer. Very high maintenance, Pritch. Well, you're sitting next to a big deal right there.
Well, I'm a Southern Nevada Hall of Famer, so I'm okay with them. I'm in good company over here.
That's right. So when you come back here, you better get your butt in a Hall of Fame. Otherwise, you could stay right there in your steakhouse.
Yeah, I got nothing. I'll call Michigan and see if they can do something for me. We come back. I want to dig into Chicago and Seattle with Pritch next here at Lombardi Line.